Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review the Dr. Sex Re-Show wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
On today's episode of the Dr. Sex Re-Show, we discuss who's allowed in the delivery room, how to get your body baby ready, and a frisky caller has some personal questions for the doctor. And now, the Dr. Sex Reese Show with your host, Dr. Robert Sex Reese.
This is the Dr. Robert Sex Reese Show. I'm Dr. Robert Sex Reese. How can I help you today? Every caller that calls me, I take as it's me or them. I don't like that either, honestly, now that I'm hearing it come from you. Very excited to talk about this. Can you give me a second? I'm choking on a walnut. You know you're on the air. Can we just put aside our differences and agree that I was right? Very impatient to hear your question, but also living in fear of it. I'm throwing gems at you and you just keep dropping them in the river. My situation is I'm doing what I love. I'm free from human touch and I'm here to give what I have to you. And welcome to the Dr. Sex Reese Show. I am your host, Dr. Robert Sex Reese, the only sex therapy radio host in America who has never had sex. As you know, we had a little bit of a break from the show. There are some legal reasons for that. There are some social reasons for that. There are some emotional reasons for that. We can get into it at another time. The point is, we got a new lease on life. We got a new producer named Shelly. Very excited to have Shelly. Wave, Shelly. I can see her waving. You cannot. She's got a great background in news, I believe. Is that right? News. And I think she's going to bring a fresh perspective to the show. Hopefully not as obsessed with sex as some of the previous producers have been. I know that's been a point of contention with callers, some of whom want the show to be about nothing but sex. And of course, that's something I try to avoid. Oh, and just a little technical note here. We're having kind of an issue with our soundboard. It does not allow us to disengage a call. So pretty cool. That's a pretty cool feature to come back to. Let's hear from our first caller. We have Andre on the line. Today's topic is birth, human birth, as it turns out. Andre, how can I help you?
Oh, thank you so much. My wife's getting ready to give birth, right? And you know, I hear that when you see that baby born before you, it's a life-changing experience. And obviously, I want that. But then I also heard, you know, when you see that baby come out, it also, you know, changes things in the bedroom. And me and my wife, you would think we're like rabbits because we just can't stay off of each other.
Andre.
Yeah.
I think you should have called to ask me about foreplay. Because you just jumped into this call hammering me.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to waste your time. I just want to get right to it.
Why don't you let me decide who's wasting time, okay? I am the doctor.
Totally.
Okay, unless you are a doctor.
No, I'm not.
It wouldn't matter if you were. It's still my show. But let's slow it down. You're married.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened? I forgot everything else.
You know, my wife's pregnant.
Okay.
And we're getting close.
First child. Okay.
You know, she said she wants me in there to hold her hand, but she said it's totally cool, it's totally fine.
Too
much. In the delivery room.
Inside the room?
Yeah, inside the room.
While the baby's coming out?
Oh yeah.
Okay, well we can't do that. What other question do you have?
Well, yeah, that was the question. If I'm not doing it, then that's the end of the question. But I mean, if I am doing it, you know, I just wanted to know, you know, if you had any tips to, you know, keep my mind scintillated.
You don't have. Wait a minute. You want to keep scintillated?
Yeah, I just want to keep my brain scintillated because I would hate
during the birth.
Well, no, after the birth.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I won't be able to look at a vagina the same.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's a big problem you're going to have. Let me ask you this. Do you love your wife?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about foreplay earlier, and I, you know, at a moment's notice, I'm ready to give oral.
Okay, that doesn't mean foreplay. That doesn't mean love.
Oh, that's true.
That's some desire inside of you that's not being met.
Okay.
Probably something to do with something having to do with your diet when you were a child. Did you eat a lot of fruit as a child?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of apples with cinnamon.
That's cool. You raw? You put it on there raw, or do you bake it?
I'd put it on there raw.
Wow. And you don't cough or anything from the, because I've tried.
Well, I let the moisture of the apple kind of, I like to call it a natty bake, naturally bake the
apple.
Do
you slice them up and then grind it over?
Well, I slice it up and then I sprinkle it over. You know?
Okay. You're not doing from a cinnamon stick. You're getting from the store-bought McCormick's or something.
Yeah. Okay. I'm definitely using a McCormick.
You like to give things nicknames, huh? Is this why you want to have a kid?
I like nicknames. I like shortening things. I think, you know, honestly, I think it's kind of cool.
Andre, I agree. I agree with you there. And it's something I've always wanted to be able to do, and I've never been able to do it. But the point I'm trying to make is this. If you love your wife, you will not be in that room with her when her vagina explodes from the birth of the baby.
Honestly, you know, I kind of don't know. I don't know if I want to be in there because, you know, some people say it's a life-changing experience.
It is.
Oh, so I should.
No. You know, you hear life-changing experience and you think positive, right?
Yes.
But there's a lot of life-changing experiences that are not positive. Death is a life-changing experience. Mm. Life-changing experience could include going deaf from a train accident.
I feel like typically when people say life-changing experience, they mean it's usually meant in a positive way.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It usually is, but it's not always. I gave two examples, death and deafness through a loud train accident. So what's the problem?
I just don't want to stop making love
to your wife. You feel like you're doing it too much.
No, I think I'm doing it enough. I mean, I'm ready to get back in it. You know, right now we're having regular sex. I heard it helps. You know,
helps with, what?
You know, with the birth canal, keeping it, you know, worked out.
No, that's not true. First of all, birth canal is a myth.
Oh, okay.
That's a term they came up with years ago off the success of the Erie Canal.
Mm.
When everything was all about canals. They were trying to canal everything. Root canal. Erie Canal, birth canal. You could go on canal rides. There were canal chocolate bars. Channels used to be called canals. Canal 5, canal 6, canal 7.
Yeah, I just want to know if I should probably step in that with her. But I mean, based on everything that you've said right now, I think it's going to have to be a no for me.
Yeah, and can I tell you something else? Another big uh-oh?
Sure.
You're not going to ever be able to look at her vagina without thinking about this conversation. So even if you avoid directly looking at it at the time of the event, you're still going to hearken back to this call you made on this fateful day, sir. Now, I'm glad you called me, but I also wish you'd thought it through a little bit more.
When you put it that way, it almost makes me feel like I have to go in there. Because if I'm going to be thinking about it, I should probably see, you know, I should be at ground zero and see what goes down.
Ground zero. Two things about that. Good thing to call it, but have a little respect.
Yeah.
Because lost a lot of good men and women. Let me ask you this. Have you ever thought about 9/11 during intercourse?
Well, yes.
You have.
But that's a whole different issue.
Is it?
Yeah, because the reason I have is because as a kid, you know, I would masturbate to the Buscando Amor Telemundo show, which was their version of Blind Date. And in the middle of session, they cut to because it was breaking news to announce what was going on.
So they had a 9/11 in Mexico on the same day?
Oh, no. This was the U.S. 9/11, but they thought to alert
Mexican
viewers as well.
Okay, but you're not Mexican.
No, but I was masturbating to the show.
To the show. Okay, and how old were you at this time?
14.
And how many times do you think total you've masturbated?
Not often. I'd say once every blue moon, just because it just felt weird
right. After
that. Like, I felt like there was a lot of weight there. So
yeah,
it
was weird.
Yeah.
It was weird that you were doing it. You must have in some way even perhaps felt responsible for it.
Oh, maybe.
So this is what I do. This is why I'm the doctor. People come to me with one issue. I very quickly skirt around that issue until we can squeeze our way into another issue. The real issue. So I'm not saying you actually did cause it, but I'm saying in your mind, you're still holding yourself responsible for 9/11, which also means you're holding yourself responsible for the invasion of Iraq, invasion of Afghanistan, the USA Patriot Act, the rapid militarization of our local police forces, the jingoistic environment that has led to countless crimes against humanity, right? And also probably the show CSI, which I think came in the wake of 9/11.
I mean, everything has been weird because of it.
Well, the next thing I want to say to you about it, now that we've kind of figured out what's going on here, is get over it, man. It was a long time ago, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying go back to masturbation, because I think if there has been any silver lining in 9/11, it's getting you past that part in your life. But what we got to get you away from here is this weird desire you have to be intimate with your wife.
Yeah.
During a time of pregnancy, which is a very private time for a woman. That's between her and the child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Andre, thanks for your call. I wish you the best of luck.
Okay.
Yeah, no. God damn it. This show is killing me. It is killing me to do this show. This is my first caller. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to say some prayers, and we'll hear a word or two from our sponsor. So, one of my new sponsors this month, the Birth Yurt. Straight from Mongolia, Birth Yurt gives you all the comforts of a tent with all of the convenience of a mobile tent. Try it once and you'll never have your baby inside a building with air conditioning or electricity ever again. That's the Birth Yurt from the good people at birthyurt.com. Free shipping through the end of the month if you use promo code SEXREESE. Okay. Our next caller we have on the line is a lady by the name of Martha. Martha, you're on the air with Dr. Robert Sex Reese. That's me. Martha, you're on.
Hi, Dr. Reese. I was just wondering if you could tell me if there's a style of yoga that could help my body prepare for giving birth. I'm not ready to have a child yet, but I know I will be one day, and I just like for my body to be ready for it.
Okay, so do you currently practice yoga?
Well, I did a few years ago. I keep meaning to get back to it.
I can't recommend any yoga to you. I can't recommend a style. I can't even recommend the practice.
Is this the right show?
This is the Dr. Robert Sex Reese show, yeah. I personally tell all of my clients, all of my listeners, avoid yoga. Right? There's just too many opportunities, not only for injury, but for betrayal and for financial ruin.
Oh.
A lot of people out there are running these yoga scams where they get you in there and they tell you that this yoga is going to finally open up your hip, that it's going to relieve all that stress you've been carrying down there, that it's going to make those headaches go away, and that it's going to help with, you know what I'm talking about, the bathroom time. And then when it doesn't, and you go back to the place and you tell them that you've actually injured your bladder, guess what? The place is closed up, shut down, as if it never existed.
Has that happened to you?
Yes, it's happened to me. And it's happened not just to me. It's happened to several other people. I know everybody's all about yoga because it's 5,000 years old. 5,000 years is also a lot of time to come up with scams. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, I can't really recommend it. Martha?
Yeah?
Before you pull the trigger on this baby thing, and I'm assuming you know all the processes involved and all of the various fluids and just how mired in the weeds you can get from the point of sexual intercourse to the point of the baby coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to offer you something I have. It's called the Dr. Sex Reese Baby App.
Oh.
Have you heard of it? Do you have a smartphone?
Yeah, I do.
You might be able to find this. It's not technically, it's been scrubbed from the app store.
Okay.
For legal reasons that I'm not allowed to get into. We could talk off air about them.
Can I find it on the dark web?
You can find it on the dark web. Very easily. Is that your dog?
Yeah, she doesn't like when I talk about the dark web. They have some stuff with animals on it.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Rees, I'm still probably going to have kids. I just probably won't know the best type of yoga for my pregnancy body. But
Is that really all you need to know here? Because usually when people are calling me, there's something else they're trying to get at. I get up on the table and I do a little tap. I do a limbo. I do a lambada. I do whatever it takes to get at what you're really trying to say. But are you just literally asking me what type of yoga to do?
I thought you might have. I thought maybe
hot yoga.
Okay.
Do the hot one.
Then should I also have a heated room for the delivery room when I give birth?
Can you imagine how sweaty? Aren't you going to be wet enough? I think you just do the hot yoga to get yourself limber and ready.
Okay.
And then when you're doing the birth itself, I think you want that thing as cold as possible, right?
I don't know if you want it cold. I don't want my baby to come out into a freezing room and that's their first experience outside.
What does it matter? Honestly, people put so much emphasis on this idea of childhood development. I was raised in the most horrifying environment, oppressive openness. Everybody so emotionally available at all times. Do you know how hard that is to grow up in? And yet, here I am, a successful sex therapist. I don't think your kids slipping and sliding on a little birthing igloo is going to affect them for any significant period of time.
Is a birthing igloo something you can buy? Like a
It's
a
something
pop-up?
You can rent it. It's the same people who do the birth yurt. If you use promo code Rees, you get 10% off and 2 free replacement igloo bricks.
Is that just ice? Is that what the igloo bricks are?
Dry ice, yeah. That's what the igloos are made of.
Wouldn't that be toxic, though? I think when dry ice is melting, the chemicals coming off it are toxic.
Once you crack open the igloo, you have to basically give birth in the next 90 minutes. It's not only embracing the Inuit style of birth, which, as we know, they have the lowest infant mortality rate. It also kind of speeds along the process itself. Because you know, your body knows you have 90 minutes to get this done.
I might actually like that because my mom was in labor for almost 24 hours and it doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah, see, I would be more willing to bet that your mom is still extremely upset with you for that. More so than a baby being upset that his little butt got cold on a birthing igloo. Like, I think you probably have something to work out with your mom.
Well, my mom passed away 3 years ago, so I can't ask her. But as far as I know, we were pretty close, so I don't think she was mad about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you're never going to know, though.
Okay.
Can we agree now that I've provided you with an important service?
Is there any way that you could Google different types of yoga and the birth process and then you could tell me?
Yes. I'm going to Google that right now. Best yoga for pregnancy. All right. It's called Butts, Boobs, and Babies. Look them up. It's a yoga spot. I guess they accept all types. I just wouldn't give out my social security number to them if I were you.
Okay.
I would spend a lot of time actually making sure that you have a burner identity.
Okay.
That you can just, if you need to disappear, you can just disappear.
Can I use the same one that I use on the dark web or should I make it a different one?
I think you could probably use the same one. I wouldn't go through all that trouble.
All right.
All right, Martha.
Okay. Thanks, Dr. Rees.
Satisfied?
Yes.
Ding, ding. Got another satisfied customer.
Drilling with Jenny, host Jenny Markowitz, believes that the best moments are those shared while screaming over the sounds of power tools.
The trick with drilling through a stack of 78 records is going slow enough so they don't shatter.
Join Jenny and a special guest every week as they drill into life's problems.
Thank you for sharing your drilling wisdom with me.
Drilling with Jenny, every Wednesday, starting at 4 o'clock in the morning and ending whenever the drilling's done.
Before we move on, I want to thank one of our sponsors, Birth Bounce. It's the trampoline you give birth on. Get that baby out now. Now, with the Birth Bounce. Not available in North America. Thank our friends at the Birth Bounce. You know, it's been a wild ride of a show today, talking about birth, a topic I've avoided for years. But what goes around, I guess, comes around. Let's get to it. Let's get right into it. I'm here to help people. People want to be helped. Let's take it to our next caller. We have someone by the name of Jeff F. Welcome, Jeff. You're talking to Dr. Robert Sex Reese. How can I help you, Mr. F? Jeff F.
Oh, well, I was actually a little surprised I got through.
What's your question, my friend?
Well,
Jeff F.
Is there a scenario where a man can produce an offspring without intercourse? Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Yeah, you can do artificial. They come and collect the seed from the male.
Okay, second question. Yes or no question from you, Dr. Reese. Have you donated your sperm, or have you done this procedure in your own life?
Jeff F., what's the F stand for, if I might ask?
You're not answering my question. Have you had the procedure?
No.
Have you donated
your I have not donated sperm.
Let me ask you another third question now. Does the name Amy Reese ring a bell? Amy Reese, 22 years old.
Is there something I can answer for you?
Is
there a way I can help you with whatever's going on?
Is your daughter Amy Reese? Do you have a daughter, in fact, Dr. Reese?
No, I do not have a daughter.
Why is there a Reddit subpage titled reddit.com/r/ReeseFacts that provides a thread and a number of...
Okay, here we go.
No,
here we go. Every couple of months, these guys come... slithering out of woodwork.
We have a birth certificate. We have college.
Can you cut
college
him?
Records. We have tax documents. Amy Reese from 2012 to 2014 worked at a TCBY. Do you know what a TCBY is? TCBY.
The country's best yogurt. Of course I know what a TCBY is. They've been a sponsor of the show for many years.
Well, then let me ask
in the previous iterations of the show.
What is your relationship with Amy
I have
Reese?
Had lunch with the vice president of marketing.
What is your relationship
at TCBY.
With Amy Reese, sir?
I have never heard the name Amy Reese in my life.
Is she or is she not your daughter?
No, she's not my daughter. It's impossible for me to have a daughter.
Why is there evidence that why is there DNA evidence? DNA
just let
evidence.
Go.
Sir.
I just let them talk. These guys, they come out of the woodwork. So what else? Are you still, am I still a Satanist?
I have no knowledge of that, sir. I have no knowledge of your involvement with any occults or any kind
Jeff
of.
The thing about this is I cannot cut you off.
I will continue to speak. I will continue to speak my mind.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Let your audience know that you are a complete fraud. And I don't even know if we can call you a doctor anymore, because when we look at Amy Reese, the proof is in the pudding, and it was your pudding, sir, that gave us Amy Reese.
Okay, Jeff F., are you drinking right now?
No, sir, I am not. I am drinking, but it is a pop. It is a carbonated beverage.
Okay. I heard a squeaking of a bottle and what sounded to me like the weight of an alcohol type of bottle being put down on a desk.
No, sir.
Which would explain the insane rambling.
It is not insane, sir.
That I've been sitting
it is not insane
for the last however many minutes.
Well, I thought it would be interesting to your audience to know that you're not being factual and not being candid with them when you claim to not have ejaculated, you claim not to have impregnated or used your sperm or semen for reproduction in the past. We have a deposition from the daughter's mother, whose identity is going to remain anonymous.
Of course.
But the woman is on record saying that she can identify a scar on your perineum, known, I guess, as you can call it the taint or whatever. She's also stated, and this is on the record and this is under oath, the mother says that she fell in love with, quote, the greatest sex therapist of all time. So,
okay. That's on record? That's something that's been certified on record?
This is, like I said, you're not listening.
Jeff F., you're not the first insane person that I've come up against. It started with my mom. And my dad.
I suggest, Doctor, if you are, want to maintain your integrity and maintain your relationship with your audience, that you do what you can to establish a relationship with Amy Reese and let the audience know that you are, in fact, a loving father and you care about her, because otherwise I don't see how you're in any position to give any advice to anyone. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for your call. Goodbye. Hang up now.
I am unable to hang up. I don't have that function on my phone, sir.
Are you on a headset, on a Bluetooth headset, and your phone is elsewhere?
Yes, I have locked myself in my craft room. Unfortunately, the phone itself, the device itself, is in the other room, and I am with the Bluetooth headset.
Okay, so we have no way to end this call. Can you take the headset off so you're not hearing what we're saying?
I can do that.
Thank you for your call, Jeff F. Jeff F., are you there?
What's that? I was
trying to make sure... Nothing.
What's that?
Nothing. I was just making sure you weren't there.
I heard my name through because the volume is set up fairly loud. So is there anything else you wanted to?
No, I'm hoping you're going to figure how to get out of your craft room. I don't know if you live alone or not. I'm guessing you live alone.
No, sir. I am proud to say that I am a father and I have a family. I have a family of four.
Four total or four kids?
I have a wife and three children, a family of four.
Plus, you would make it total of five, I guess. But you're part of the family.
A family of four. We are a family of five. I don't know what's not making sense about that.
No, it makes sense when you put it that way. Why don't you tell us where you are, and we will have someone come to you to get the phone hung up.
I am in Madison, Wisconsin.
We're outside Madison, Wisconsin. That's not far.
I will not
be giving you my
direct address. If you'd like, I can describe the area in non-specific terms.
Let's do that then. Are you on a hill?
No, sir.
Are you on the isthmus?
No, sir. We are in a four-bedroom ranch with a detached garage. No fence, but we have a mailbox that says the Flynn's on it. That's not our last.
Is that your name?
Sir, it is not.
No, you're in a home.
We moved in 3 years ago, and we have yet to change the, we haven't changed the settings on the mailbox. What if I gave you my wife's contact information, would you be able to reach out to her?
You know what, Jeff F., zap her number to me, and then I'll get a hold of her. All right, hold on. I'm going to give it a call. I'll do it. What's your wife's name when I get
Andy.
Her?
Andy. Like Andy McDowell.
I know.
Not like Andy
Hello.
Rooney.
I know. Hello, is this Andy? Dr. Sexreese, Dr. Robert Sexreese.
Ask her to open the door.
Could you open the door to the craft room?
It's not called the craft room, it's the cellar.
Because he's down there. Jeff is down
there. And my phone's upstairs in the kitchen.
His phone's upstairs in the kitchen. He's on a headset. He sounds hungry, and he sounds like he needs to get it. Yep.
I'm just drinking pop.
He's drinking pop in the cellar. And I'm sorry. The reason it's my business is because of the way I'm a radio host. And the way our control panel is set up, I can't disconnect. He's calling into my show. Yes. And I can't disconnect. He has to do it. And he's in the cellar.
I put my headset down, but then I heard my name. I put it back on, hun.
He put the headset down, but then he heard his name and put it back on, hun. She said it's going to take a minute.
She's still there. Pass on that.
No,
we're out of birch beer down here.
Did you say birch beer? Okay. I actually have an amazing, you know what? I'll text the info to your wife. This isn't the time.
Hey, actually, you know what? I got this. There's a little button here on the side of this Bluetooth headset. I haven't really played with it before. Let me see if I press it, if that changes, if I hang up or whatever.
Yeah, press it. Yeah. Jeff? F. Jeff F., I think the Bluetooth thing worked, and I think we need to take a break. All right, let me take a minute to thank one of our sponsors, Dr. Gigglesmith's Novelty Ultrasound. Now, this is the latest product in the Dr. Gigglesmith line of pranks and yuck-em-ups for the physician who knows that laughter truly is the best medicine. Not every doctor has the ability to make their patients laugh on command through jokes, so these little props and tricks can be helpful. In particular, the novelty ultrasound can turn any baby's heartbeat into a variety of side-splitting sounds. We're talking everything from whale songs to machine gun fire. So yeah, even the most nervous parent can't help but smile when Dr. Gigglesmith's novelty ultrasound makes a house call. We thank them for their support. Okay, folks, that's going to about do it for this episode of the show. I just want to apologize for that last caller and let you know that that is not the kind of thing that happens around here. If you're new to the show, don't want you to get that impression. If you're old to the show, you know that should not be happening. Had a quick word with our producer, Shelley. She's been adequately chided and will make improvements to our screening system from here on out. So, to reiterate, we're back better than ever. I do not have a daughter, and I am here to help you on the Dr. Sex Reese Show. And until next time, keep your mind open and your eyes closed. We will see you with all of your sexual problems next time. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the Dr. Sex Reese Show, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.